And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Monday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I know the weekend tragedy in Orlando has put a melancholy mood on our Monday. I mean, just when you thought you heard it all, this happens. But we will not let the hate of evil people hinder us from doing what we do on the daily, from our occupations to our recreation to enjoying our vacation to our kids going to school to get an education to our means of transportation. Something needs to be done about these maniacs and their easy access to guns, y'all. Now, it's always hard to put a smile on a heavy heart, but it's our job to alleviate the pain a little. Hey, did y'all see the Hamilton Awards last night? Sybil, I heard they had more Tonys than Little Italy.
Okay.
Sybil, how many awards did they win?
11.
11 holy Holyfield children. But congratulations to other winners as well. I know a whole lot of mofos don't know there's other Broadway plays besides the Hamilton, Sybil.
That's true.
Like these winners. Best play was The Humans.
Yes.
Which is the opposite of The Trumps. Best revival of a play, A View from the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
One of Chris Christie's personal favorites. Best revival of a musical winner, The Color Purple. Mm-hmm. Michael Blackson's favorite complexion. The Father also won. But I'm sure Dirk Fisher would beg to differ, Sybil.
Wow.
Where did he lose? Long Day's Journey into the Night one, which is how Warren Sapp got into his little mishap. She Loves Me one, Eclipse one, and speaking of Tony Awards, I'm surprised the Cavs and the Warriors didn't get a Tony Award for Game 4, Sybil. All those damn shenanigans. Did y'all hear the Warriors' Draymond Green is suspended for Game 5?
Yeah, man.
What? Did you hear E-40 was playing in his place, Sybil? Draymond will not be playing tonight, y'all. The NBA put the red on green, and that's Gucci for the Cavs. Yep, Jesus Christ, Shaker Heights. Now, if the Cavs lose tonight, then they'll win on Friday. We'll call them the next hour.